you guys do radio, and in particular, y'all do hip-hop radio. Y'all don't sound like, you know, the vanilla bland over, usual crossover DJs that all saying the same things. Y'all give slick opinions. Y'all informed. Y'all know the world is bigger. And in hip-hop, we got to cherish that.
Hoodhype.com.
And you will know my name is Quest.
Yo, every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hoodhype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hoodhype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hoodhype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hoodhype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hoodhype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hoodhype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hoodhype.
I go to
Hoodhype.
I stay on
Hoodhype.com.
New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rapper's a python. I can't front, these brothers keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales is type strong. Always on the Hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the quite storm. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music. If it's dope, they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen made it. You get an interview, promoted like you know the mayor. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hoodhype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hoodhype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hoodhype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hoodhype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hoodhype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hoodhype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hoodhype.
I go to
Hoodhype.
I stay with
Hoodhype.com.
Quest. Hoodhype.com. Let's go.
Ew, what the fuck is up?
What's good, everybody? Hoodhype.com, episode number 67. Technical difficulties like a motherfucker, so excuse the late start.
Never stop.
But we about to jump it off real quick, man, with Young Texas. Hoodhype.com, baby. Episode 67.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Mr. Green, yeah, me.
Shows. My life is like a motion picture, you should press the code. And will I make it out the street? Only heaven knows. That's why I'm puffin' Mary Jane, you ain't ready for.
Nah.
Swangin' lane the lane on them in a dang ho. If you a pussy-ass nigga, stay away from me. My mama knowin' that I'm wise, so she pray for me. And that's what's
damn,
up.
Damn, it feel good to be a motherfuckin' G. Riding with the top down, can you see me? I came from the hood, I ain't never gon' leave. I wonder when I'm gone, would a game remember me? Damn, it feel good to be a motherfucking G. I'm holding up my chain, trying to let the bitches see. Puffing on my endo, floating in the breeze. I wonder when I'm gone, would a game remember me?
I'm knee deep up in the shit, ain't no turning back. Body full of tats, Charlie, I'ma pull the strap. And it's the same for my niggas, I'ma ride for. Heaven or hell, might as well, I'ma die for. Rather my life means something than nothing at all. But I'm lost in no pussy, weed, and alcohol. But I'm about looking good when you see me. On your TV, I'm the feces. Couldn't wipe me down with TP. Believe me, I'd change if a nigga could. I'm captivated how my diamonds sparkle on the wood. And there's a nigga like me in each and every hood. I'm smoking skunk and popping the trunk to make me feel
good. Feel good to be a motherfucking G. Riding with the top down, can you see me? I came from the hood, I ain't never gon' leave. I wonder when I'm gone, would a game remember me? Damn, it feel good to be a motherfucking G. I'm holding up my
my chain, trying to let the bitches see. Puffing on my endo, floating in the breeze. I wonder when I'm gone, would it can't remember me? Would it can't remember me?
One life is a live, I hope Christ forgive me. I feel the evil's fighting with me. I burn fat L's because of them pints and Henny. Yeah. One night stands out of town, but ain't nothing like my city. The grittiest goons ripping them tools. I might find them where you rest that flip in your room. But I'm cool, I come through with the prettiest jewels. Just came back to Vegas and I'm still in the groove. In the fast lane, in the faster life. Flashing lights, dousing on the crap tables cause my cash is right. I throw the bartender straight, cognac, no ice. Same time I tell a broke nigga pass those dice. Dang. First class flight to Cali, then I'm back to New York. Every day I get money, try to bag me abroad. I pop a cork after I score. I suggest I get back on the job, you know.
Damn, it feel good to be a motherfucking G. Yeah. Riding with the top down, can you see me?
Hood,
I came from the hood, I ain't never gone.
Yeah,
I wonder when I'm gone, would it give me
that Mr. Green
shit,
homie.
Damn, it feel good to be a motherfucking G.
Yeah,
I'm holding up my chain, trying to let the bitches see.
I came from the motherfucking
on my end, dog. Floating in the breeze. I wonder when I'm gone, would it give me remember me?
Would it give me remember me?
Yes, sir, man. Big shout out to Young Texas right there, man. The track's called Be a G. How you doing, J-Back? You doing good, bro?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Fro just got in the building.
He's back.
What's good, man?
I'm in the building.
Yeah.
I brought treats.
Oh, shit. I hear bottles clinking.
That's good people right there, dude.
Brown paper bag.
Oh, man.
Ew. Oh, Jesus. Look at this guy.
Man.
Happy birthday, Fro.
It's my birthday, baby.
Thanks, yeah.
That's
fucking round of applause for Fro, man.
Clap me down.
So. You want to clap up or clap down?
Yeah,
man.
Yes.
Fuck, Young Texas, man, is out of Killeen, Texas, man. The album, the producer is The Professionals. The album called Throwaways, Volume 2. Check him out, man. We'll have all his information up there on the Hood Hype website, man. But shit, just for the listeners, man, we got a loaded show for y'all today, man.
Loaded.
So much hip hop to talk about. Fuck, I don't know where to start. We're gonna talk about the Carter 3, which has been fucking leaked, and shit, like all leaks, found its way into our hands, and we're gonna give we're gonna give opinions on that shit to see what everybody's feeling about that album. Fuck, man, Saigon rumors bubbling on the street. We'll see what's happening with that. We're gonna touch on that later on.
In the words of Will Smith, it was an accident.
The fucking we're gonna talk about the free mixtape game, man, the street album game, and that shit is serious right now, man. So many people are taking advantage of it. I love it. It's a good look. So we're gonna
touch
on it.
And you got Wayne hating on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Wayne hating on fucking DJs.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mixtape game.
Wayne's just hating on that, you know, purple drink.
What's that?
Yeah, no shit. He needs to get off that shit.
He do, man.
He hated it the next day, at least, damn it.
I see you. So, yeah, man. How everybody doing? Oh, everybody good, man?
Yeah.
Fucking yesterday was crazy. Your birthday.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking part one was yesterday.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, see, I went easy yesterday, though, man. I went soft, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
they didn't let me. They didn't. Y'all, these motherfuckers. You're one of them. Y'all motherfuckers would not let me go easy.
Oh, yeah, I kept getting the shots. I didn't know you had that many, though, before we got there, though, man.
Oh, man, I took 29 shots.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
By the way, what's up, AOL Radio, real quick?
Oh, yes, no doubt, no doubt.
We're live
on
AOL Radio.
Yeah, big shout out to AdamSmoothBeats.com. You're live up there.
For sure, they can celebrate my birthday with me.
Thanks, yeah. Big shout outs to all the listeners over there.
Sin Flicks. You dig?
But yeah, man, fuck, we was going hard, man. Got it started. So, but today I'm really going.
We're trying to, we're going to snap out of this because we're kind of buzzed out from the technical shit, man.
Yeah, man. It's
Mike
always
going out,
something.
Shit was going down. I mean, it don't matter how prepared we are, there's always something.
Always.
So, I mean,
it's all part of the motherfucker.
I appreciate
struggle.
Y'all having an Amistad in this bitch.
Hey, no shit. Now I feel like you guys are getting payback on my ass, man.
Because
now we're back in Lansing, and this motherfucker is a fucking hot box.
Yeah, I can't say shit, man. I can't say nothing. I can't defend it. It's hot than a bitch. It's burning up over here, for real.
It feels like what you imagine Whoopi Goldberg's breath to smell like.
But shit, man, let's go ahead and kick off the talk, man. We touched on it at the beginning. Also, man, want to big up the Problematics. They was the winners from episode number 65, and we're going to be talking to them hopefully on the next break here. They had the track with Planet Asia called Checkmate. That shit was pure heat. But as far as the Carter 3, man, what did you feel about it, man? You're
Oh, man. Wayne? Yeah. I liked it, man.
You dig it for real?
Hell yeah.
See, man. I mean, sort of, let's touch on the story too, man. Because, I mean, I think most people, if you've been on the internet, you probably know the deal. But a lot of people are probably wondering why it's hit the streets. Lil Wayne went at mixtape DJs, basically said all of them.
Swinging in the dark.
Yeah, that's, you know.
All you bitches.
That's kind of a big statement to make, especially when you cool with people like Drama and other, you know, Khaled. A lot of mixtape DJs, and you say fuck all of them. That's a crazy statement.
Your shit out there, dude.
Yeah, no doubt. So you had a lot of DJs, man. There's a lot of, you know, fucking lashback on Lil Wayne because of that. A lot of DJs is getting at him, and right. One DJ in particular fucking took the chance, and he wasn't the first one to leak it, but I guess he put it on full blast and helped spread it.
Yo, fuck Lil Wayne,
went to the, he went to the Thug Awards. He went to the Thug Awards with a fucking box full of free Lil Wayne.
So the shit, you know, the shit got put out. Then he did his little halfway, half-assed apology.
No, that was not an apology. He said, if you still feel like fuck me, fuck you.
Fuck you, yeah. That's true. I mean, yeah.
That's not an apology. Yeah. Let's just keep it real. That's not an apology. Keep it real.
And that's what the one DJ said too. He was on a radio interview, and he was like, if that's what you want to call it, an apology. He's like, I said fuck it. And so he's like, I put it out there. He's like, I'm not ashamed to say so.
Right.
He's like, it's out there. You can go to my website and still get it right now. So it's floating around.
There's hatred mixtapes dropping.
Yeah. Now to me, man, I'm not feeling it. I put me down for
the whole album.
The album.
Give it like it's very average to me. Wow. I'm not gonna call it garbage. Yeah, yo, it's average.
You know what it is? It's the fucking mixtape of the year. That's all it is to me.
Why do you say that?
Why you call it a mixtape?
It's got the mixtape vibe of it, man.
Yeah, because it's like what
he
most
did what
people's,
he does.
Yeah, it's like most people's fucking complaints with music these days is an album is no more than a collection of singles.
Right.
Which it is. He's right. I mean,
so?
It is. There's no underlying theme on that bitch. Except for...
Nah, I mean, it's supposed to be the Carter 3.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, I've heard his explanation on what he was and was not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's a mixtape. He did what he do. It came out looking like it. He's the remix kid.
See, I didn't get the mixtape feel off of it, man. For me, what I got was... lyricism was hot. I mean, he was fire.
For sure.
On point as always, which I was kind of wondering. Well, shit, like Lollipop floating around and some of these other tracks where he's doing the auto-tune bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know what to expect on this one. You know what I'm saying? I went in expecting the worst.
I was pleasantly surprised because I've never even listened to Wayne at all. Hardly at all.
Yeah, I know you're not a big Wayne follower.
Yeah, man. After listening to this album, I had to get Carter 2 from you.
Now, Carter 2, that's, to me, that was fire. And to me, this don't stand up to Carter 2. Yeah, but we're gonna get down, you know, down and dirty on the album a little bit.
Is
coming up
rehab?
After the next track. Who? Wayne? He should be.
I read it said nigga checked into rehab.
Fuck that. Who knows, man?
I need rehab.
No doubt.
Wayne's in rehab. I need rehab.
This motherfucker comes walking in with bottles of Patron and he's fucking mixing shit on the fucking board and
man.
Jesus Christ.
Yo. We're still trying to get situated and get right.
I know, man, I'm trying to sober up a little bit. Get these drinks in me and sober the fuck up.
Hair of the dog drinking motherfucker.
But yeah, man, when we come back after the break, I want to get into some of the tracks that you feeling. I'm gonna talk about some of the shit that I'm not digging as far as this album goes.
We need to get straightened out. We're all fucking mess right now,
man. Yeah, man, fuck. Yeah, I'm good. I'm about to head upstairs and grab me a fucking shot glass and put
a
couple down.
Give us free.
Do it.
Do it.
This track right here is AY called I Remember. Darlington, South Carolina. Stand the fuck up, baby. Hoodhype.com, episode number 67.
If I didn't get my lesson, well shit, that was my ass.
That was my ass.
I wrote rhymes to help time pass. And Tina Desk was too small to hold all that ass.
Rich
fries left over from lunch stashed in my book bag. And the girls
bag.
I once seemed like I can't have. Kids trying to be cool, shit, they bust a sag. And if their pants was tight, well shit, we gotta laugh. If your gear was tight, you was a fly boy. If your whip was tight, you got all the pussy.
All the pussy.
And weak niggas join gangs cause they was pussy. And Kim gave head but a spot was bushy. And coke steady on my ass claiming trying to push me.
Damn.
But my dream crumbled like a cookie. Oh well.
You can't believe it.
I see through your smiles.
You can't believe it.
You ain't my nigga.
You can't believe it.
That fame puppy love.
You can't believe it.
side. Listen, AY really didn't say much. I remember 10th grade being dissed by my crush. I always kept fly kicks on my feet, but she claimed I wore the same jeans every goddamn week. I played it cool like Breeze, kept my eyes on the clock. I couldn't wait for school to end at 3.
Fuck out of here.
And Jay got a big laugh, so I caught his ass slipping doing practice. Listen, the fly girls had enemies, and all the fly boys had enemies. Rather, the fly girls had many knees, and all the fly boys had many knees. Shit, you had those that couldn't get right, those that wasn't smart, couldn't rap, couldn't ball. Shit, they stayed in fights.
You can't believe it.
I see through your smiles. I see through your fake dap.
You can't believe it.
That fame puppy love.
You can't believe it.
Listen, let me get ears and open up your minds. Let me get ears and open up your minds. Say it once again. Let me get ears and open up your minds.
Yes. Yes, yes,
you
yes,
only
yes.
Play one role in this movie, nigga. Yeah. You got to play the star.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, real quick. But shit, man, that was a nice track right there, man. People been beating up them Jay-Z samples, man,
for
from
sure.
American Gangster. I done heard so many people re-loop that shit, but they did that one right, though.
That shit was nice, man.
Yeah, that shit was smooth. Nice mellow track to ease out my man Vanilla Face.
What's up with it, Vanilla Face?
No doubt.
Next year, Mac over here stressed.
Yeah. Yeah. Vanilla Face in the building.
That shit, man. That shit was hilarious. Yo, we're gonna, good, man. Y'all all connected. Everything yeah. functioning.
I'm connected. I'm looking for them flicks. I want these motherfuckers to send me.
I put on a blog that we're going to be, people got to listen to the live show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't even say interviews anymore if we're going to have somebody, because it's never confirmed.
Hell yeah.
And so you got to tune in, because people missed the, like, Killer Mike called in out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
That was unexpected. Yeah. And then fucking 20 minutes ago, Bishop Lamont's calling in today.
Is it? Okay.
So we should be talking to him in a little bit. I just wanted to put that out there.
No,
so
that was good to go.
If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you catch the live shows. Watch that fucking blog or subscribe to the email list, and we'll email you a blast out so you know that it's going down.
No fucking doubt, man. Because, the live show, you're going to get shit sometimes that you won't get in the podcast. That's a fucking reality. There's a lot of fucking wild shit that goes on, especially late in the show, that people be missing out on. But
you can listen to J-Mac get naked and do the boogie.
Yeah, man. Every show. Every fucking show.
He said the fucking boogie. He's stupid.
All right, so fuck Lil
boogie,
Wayne.
Boogie, bitch, boogie.
So fuck Lil Wayne.
No, just back to it. What you feeling on the album? Because I think there's some tracks we differ on.
Yeah. All right. I was feeling. Everybody's feeling Mr. Carter.
Hell yeah.
That's the lead single off of it, isn't it? No, Lollipop is.
Yeah, Lollipop is.
Well, Mr. Carter's got to be the hardest shit on the whole album, and I think everybody's gonna agree with that. Phone Home. I liked it because he went weird on it.
He's an alien.
I couldn't dig that one, man.
We're probably talking about a fucking album that's not. This probably isn't even the fucking real album, but these are the tracks we heard.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard they're supposed to do that, but I heard they're trying to release a little bit of some bonus footage now.
Okay.
Like 4 or 5 extra tracks to make up for the shit getting leaked.
And Dr. Carter. That shit was hot. I love that shit.
That's a Swiss Beats track, which was different.
What?
Hell, I never.
Hell yeah, it was jazzy and shit. It sounded like a fucking Tribe fucking beat, man.
Yeah, that shit ain't sound nothing like I ever heard from Swiss before. But, man, to me, man, where the album went weak was Got Money. I can't stand that track with the T-Pain joint. La La, that shit David Banner did, garbage. Nothing
what?
On...
Oh, please. Are you serious?
Yo, I don't want that to be no single they release and put no video out. But
you like that shit?
Yeah, I like that shit. I love when a big homie bus comes through. Bussing shots. I like when he come through. It's sorry to me.
Nah,
I don't care.
I ain't digging
it. It was a mixtape plus that song. He wouldn't put it on a mixtape, but it was a mixtape plus that song.
That shit was whack to me. I put that in the garbage category.
I hope the motherfuckers don't come out dissing mixtape DJs just to put their album out. He better not set a trend. Fuck mixtape DJs.
I mean, I don't know, man. That's
DJ Fro
Styles. They're a buzz maker. That wouldn't make me want to buy his fucking album.
What's that?
I listen to someone say fuck
say
a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
fuck you.
Yeah, that shit,
that's ignorant. I don't appreciate an ignorant motherfucker. Guess what? I got the bootleg and I'm not buying it.
And the other joint, too, man. Nothing on Me. That's the one with Joel Santana and, fuck. I think Is It Fabulous, I think, is on that joint too, man. Not feeling that one. And then he has some other tracks.
You
to
weren't
me.
Feeling nothing on me?
Hell no.
Wow.
Nah, not at all.
Hey, were you feeling the Robin Thicke joint?
No. And that's my next category. He has some soft.
Yeah, the Babyface shit was
joints.
Gay.
Yeah, the Babyface joint. And I put the Robin Thicke song in the same.
Man,
category.
That Robin Thicke shit was hot,
so
dude.
You, what the I'm, fuck? I'm you gave it a 3 shit. Out of 100
3
or
out of 5.
You hated this the fucking
yeah, I
album.
Can't believe this, man. I'm shocked.
Shit, what I like is, like I said, Mr. Carter, Misunderstood, the last joint yeah, on the. Last. That shit is on fire. Dr. Carter, Sweet. I Like a Millie, which I know you don't
a
like.
A Millie, a Millie. Yeah. Man, I didn't realize how many freestyles there are that
fuck
beat.
Yeah, they and if you
catch the new I Got Money.
It if is, you catch the second half of the show, we got the single with the Jadakiss freestyle.
Oh, the freestyle
on it.
With Corey Guns and Jadakiss.
Stupid.
Yeah, that shit is hot. And, fuck, what else?
I got a remix of it.
Everybody do, don't they?
I took a Millie shots.
Looks like you're well on your way, so, at least. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, I'm not advocating pirating, man, but if you're looking for the fucking album, it is available. Fucking let us know what you feel about it. But
he'll just push the date back and make a whole new one in about 3 days.
You want to give him the pirate search and fucking technique, dude? Because it's easy. Major taught me.
Nah, that's just beautiful. I ain't going to do it. I'm not. I don't
want to
get on.
Why the fuck did he teach me? Fucking paying fucking $15 for
I'm supposed to be the one that knows about this shit. And this motherfucker, okay, hey man, let me show you something real quick.
Why you put me on blast?
You think you got the latest music?
You got me on
show
blast.
You what I got.
Oh shit, that ain't good. I still do buy CDs.
He buys
people. Don't believe all that.
Honest to God, and it's no bullshit. When we're feeling something, we buy it.
Yeah.
When we got something like Soulja Boy, we throw it in a blender, taser it, and put it up on a fucking dartboard.
Hell yeah. The good thing is though, we do get some promo shit too though. But
that's true.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the dartboard.
That's it. He's still up there.
You
always will be.
You ouch.
Sold your face.
Moving on to hip hop shit, man. What's the deal with the Saigon and Jay-Z rumor, man? I hope that shit pops off, man.
You do?
Yeah.
And why not?
Why not what? Matt,
no,
yeah.
I'm just saying, why not? It's,
yeah, go ahead and go to your theory.
Get it cracked.
Because
hold on.
Oh, this is the conspiracy
theory.
Oh,
no,
about
with the Jay-Z with
Rock
the,
Nation.
Yeah. With Rock Nation.
Rock Nation.
Because Live Nation's owned by Clear Channel, or it's a fucking bastard stepchild of fucking Clear Channel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Clear Channel owns 70 billion fucking radio stations.
You want to know what's funny?
Let's see the fucking
I'll let
upstream.
You get done first, and then I'll tell you what's
all right.
Funny. Go ahead. Here's what's funny.
I mean, you know what goes on with the fucking radio
here's
station.
Here's what's funny. What you're saying is the equivalent of what black people say about white people all the time.
What's that?
The good old boy network.
It ain't even... Pretty, well, yeah. But it's still...
People,
it is a white people. It's
the board owns everything.
It's the whites and Jews
even
that are
BET.
Running this fucking business. Those are the good old boys in this fucking situation.
White people own BET.
Yeah, you're right.
Shit.
That's Viacom. He ain't bullshitting.
Yeah, no
but,
doubt.
All right, so Clear Channel is in bed with fucking Live Nation. Live mm-hmm. Nation is in bed with fucking Jay-Z's label, which is Rock Nation.
So your fear is that Rock Nation, his artists, his music,
are gonna
will just
fucking,
be flooded.
Yeah,
flood the radio waves.
Or he's always going to have number one records.
He'll have preference,
get the top,
is what you're saying.
Fuck yes, he will. And okay. if you don't think that, you're sadly fucking mistaken.
Now, here goes my counterpoint to that argument, though, man. It's like... If you got Jay-Z willing to pick up a cat like Saigon, who his own yeah. fucking label would not put him out because he was making quote-unquote music that was not marketable.
Right.
They wanted him to do ringtone shit.
Right.
If he's willing to pick up a Saigon, put him on a Rock Nation, which, according to you, is going to have all that preference,
and put
that's
him
a
out.
Good fucking thing.
But are you going to tell me that you're going to tell me that the fucking record labels are going to say, hey, you know what? Yes, we're going to put that street shit on the radio. Fuck that. They're going to say the exact same shit. We ain't gonna spin it unless it's got in fucking the big heads at fucking Clear Channel. And
so you
and
think so? So you're saying Jay-Z won't have no pull then? Basically, you're saying the
no,
suits are gonna
fucking live.
You underestimating Jay.
Live Nation and Clear Channel will be his fucking bosses, and they're gonna say, "Look, if you want to get spin on our fucking network like crazy, you need to fucking have your dude make some ringtone songs."
See, I disagree, man.
You need
and
some
I think
club music.
I think it's a partnership. First of all, I don't think it's a thing where they sign. I think it's like a fucking joint venture between
I guess we'll
Live
never
Nation.
Know unless we get to talk to somebody over there.
That's
but.
True. We'll see what happens. But
yeah,
like,
we will.
If it works how I would like it to, I think the shit could be huge because I would love to hear music like Psy makes getting spun on fucking mainstream radio.
Sure.
I can't imagine that shit living where we
it
live.
It wouldn't happen. You know it's not going to happen. Fuck. It is not going to happen.
So you gonna you stand
because,
by that?
Because right now radio stations ain't gonna fucking play shit that doesn't make money, and you know that the minority likes that music, not the majority. The majority is the fucking girls and the fucking kids that want to hear that shit. the fucking Soulja Boy shit.
We'll see.
But see, the thing is,
I mean, Saigon, he's got the album finished. I don't think they're gonna want to sign him, invest more money into an album that's already ready to go. So I don't think
which means he ain't gonna get flooded on the radio stations. He might get a single,
which blows your theory then. Because your theory is that Roc Nation
what I'm saying is this sucks for him because his shit's not gonna barely get any spins anyway. It don't fucking matter.
Okay.
It don't fucking matter. I don't know, man. I'll fucking argue that
you
shit.
Be like
that.
I like arguing this shit.
Fuck the man, dude. I mean, I swear to God, it's gonna be corporate fucking America owns music right now, and you're not gonna be able to change that. There's no way you can change it. All the good shit's on college radio and on hoodhype.com.
Kill the radio.
That's true.
Blow your radio.
That was very true. We give ourselves a big slap on the fucking back. No doubt. But yeah, let's jump into another joint, man.
They're about to bare knuckle box. Bare knuckle
no,
box.
No, I love are you in this shit. Yeah, are you it all day.
All day. This is right out in Terry Cole. This track is called Giving Love. Fire joint right here, man. Hoodhype.com, episode number 67.
Never gazed in the eyes like yours. It's like I came in and shut the doors, put my bags down and kicked off my shoes. I know it sounds cliche, but I never met a girl like you. So true were the words that I utter, and I'm eloquent with speech, but you got me about to stutter. But a soft skin, I wanna move in and kiss your sexy lips, my baby. Baby girl made my world so beautiful, not cause she fine, cause she actually suitable. Who would knew I would find a package so perfect, divine on the inside and actually worth it. My money, my time, my rhyme, my heart. And she don't hold me down, she support my art. Now how real is that? The fact of the matter is, I love baby girl and she love the kid.
Did you hold somebody's hand?
To my PYT, cause I wanna like my MTV. Matter of fact, man, I wanna like this music. Without her, it's useless. A man needs a woman to bask in the sun, a passionate one, relaxing and fun. And she don't wanna go to sleep when the job's done. She wanna go again, my lover and my friend, who can help me down time and time and time again. Then again, when I think about all the decisions that I made or games that I played with women who were front and tell me that they love me, but they ain't really love me, they just love the thought of me. Must be lucky, cause life ain't supposed to be like this. She turn a rainy day into mist. What you know about real love? How does it feel, love? Wanna get love? You gotta give love, live love.
Did you hold somebody's hand?
Is here to stay, and I know if we do what we came to do, it'll be so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Baby girl, don't walk away. My love is here to stay, and
I know
if we do what we came to do, it'll be so beautiful.
So beautiful.
If it's alright with you, then it's alright with me. See, we can be the best, or we can just be. If it's alright with you, then it's alright with me. See, we can be the best, or we can just be. If it's alright with you, then it's alright with me. See, we can be the best, or we can just be. If it's alright with you, then it's alright with me. See, we can be the best, or we can just be.
Whoa, that shit just cut right the fuck off.
I'm about to get at those cats, man. Them cut off beats be pissing me the fuck off, man.
I'm a mixtape DJ, so if you need some help, you know, smooth riding that shit out, you hit me up.
Fade that shit out, man. That's right out in Terry Cole, though, man.
Again.
Out of Middletown, Ohio. Check them cats out, man, at coalminerecords.com. They putting out good music, man. Real fucking tracks. And that was the thing, man. They sampled, what was it, East Harlem or something? The Voices of East Harlem. Isn't that a choir?
Yeah.
Famous choir. Yeah, so that's some real shit right there, man.
That's what's up.
But on the line right now, we got my man Voorhees from Problem Addicts.
What up?
What's good, man?
Chilling, man. Chilling, sitting in the heat, you know?
Shoot, you too?
Yeah.
Where you guys are in Massachusetts?
How's everything with y'all, man? What's
good,
up?
Good.
Oh, we chilling, man. We over here fucking sweltering, man. Shit, you know how it is. Over here in the Great Lakes, we be fucking hot and humid.
Yo, check it. The ceiling of the basement is sweaty. It's sweaty. Fucking hot. It needs a deodorant. It needs a fucking stick or something, you know?
That's a shot at me, by the way. Sure. He's taking a shot at me.
Yeah, man. So what's up with Hype.com?
Now, we doing good, man. Shoot, tell us about the track, man. The joint you guys had with Planet Asia.
Yeah. That came about last summer. We did a little tour with Asia. We had them out east for like, I think, 6-7 shows. We had a tour of the Northeast, went to New York, you know, did our area up in Western Mass. We did Vermont. We went up to New Hampshire, man. We were all over the place.
Man, you guys are working.
Yeah, we try, man. We try, you know, got to keep busy, you know. No. Yeah, so we had him out, man. He's a cool-ass cat. You know, he came through. He blessed us with that track for the album, you know. And, yeah, it's been going well, you know. We've been getting a good response from it. So it's all love, man. It's good to hear people, you know, appreciate it. Tough to get good music out nowadays, you know. You all know that.
So, for real. Yeah, so I got a quick question. Regarding your music, so you officially have a CD release right now?
Yeah. Actually, we have the first step out. That was the album we put out last year. You know, it did pretty well. We have Master Ace on there as well on a track called Hurting. I think y'all gave us a shout on that, too.
Yeah, I remember that joint. No doubt.
So we got that on there. We got, you know, I think 16 tracks long. That came out last year. And actually, on Wednesday of this week, we got a new joint coming out called The Dark Side of Oz.
Oh, fresh. Okay.
Yeah. It's a concept album. It's a little shorter than, you know, full-length album, but it's we kind of did, like, the mashup thing, like Danger Mouse did with, you know, the Black album and the White album.
Okay.
He put that out and did the Gray album. It's a mashup, kind of crazy, of The Wizard of Oz and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh man, shit. So, like, everything's got
that
samples.
Is fucked up.
Samples from those projects then?
Yeah. That's all. And that's all we use for samples for that, you know, because it's like the legend says, you know, hippie legend or whatever, says that those two sync up and they go together, you know. So we just kind of did it like that. And we're pushing it on a lot of summertime festivals, you know. We're going to Bonnaroo. We're going to go to Rock the Bells. We're going to a whole bunch of other, you know, larger events like that and pushing it.
Oh yeah, man. No doubt. Big shout out for the creativity, man. You don't hear shit like that often.
So as far as your album goes, just a quick question. It sounds like you guys are doing it pretty big. So the album itself, is it selling better online than it is like in stores locally and shit like that?
I think selling albums in stores is pretty much dead to the independent artist, man. Like, you know, you have more luck, and we sold more CDs, I'd probably say, at our shows, you know, than on the shelves at, you know, Newbury or, you know, any of the places. We got albums on the shelves in a lot of stores, and really we don't get no love there. But people come to the shows, they always grab an album, or, you know, we get tons of downloads. So, yeah.
So the shows are where it's selling the most? It's the shows? That are sell the I'm just trying to get information for other indie artists. So like, it's the shows that are selling the majority of your albums.
Yeah, I mean, because you get a chance to, you know, talk to people and
hell yeah.
And I don't know, like, we have a really good live show. You know, our live show kind of pops off. You know, so like, we you know, we get a lot of people who appreciate it and they you know, holler at us and, you know, say what's up and wanted the music. You know, like, I think, you know, the songs stand alone by themselves in my eyes, but we, you know, the live show just adds that extra element to it, man.
Hell yeah.
You know, we get jumping, you know, we got B-boys, we got beatboxers, we got a great DJ, you know, and we got 5 great MCs, can't really lose, I don't think.
No doubt, man, that's a good look right there, man. Now, which part of Massachusetts are y'all from?
We're from Western Mass, out by, like, Springfield, Northampton, UMass, Amherst, that area.
Okay, how far is that from Boston?
Boston, about an hour and a half drive.
Hour and a half, okay.
Yeah.
So y'all got a good scene going out there, though?
Yeah. We do well, man. We have a good time out here, man. We, you know, we're kind of just establishing our area. I want this area to be a hub for hip hop. You know, I want traveling artists when they hit this, you know, New England area, I want them to say, all right, we're going to stop in Northampton, we're going to stop in Amherst.
Okay.
You know, because I don't know, we didn't get that many people here before we started promoting shows. I mean, still people came through, but it wasn't no local love. You know what I mean? And now we got local groups coming out to perform with the larger groups, and, you know, just kind of spreading our area. You know, we got a lot of great artists out here, man.
No doubt, man.
Aside from us, you know, big up to the Alchemistics and big up to my man Barack Yulad out in Ceremonial Masters. He's on Rockets too. You can check Barack on Rockets.
Okay,
sweet,
man.
So you guys deal with a lot of shit with the whole backpack stigma and all that.
Ah, man, I ain't worried about that, man. You know, like they can call us what we want, man. People think you're underground just because nobody heard you, and like, and it's beyond that, man. I don't care if you put my CD in a backpack, you put it in your pocket, as long as that stands up in your CD player, we're doing all right, you know.
Hell yeah, good for you, man.
No doubt, man. Go ahead and shout out your websites, man, and tell people where they can check you out.
Oh yeah, no doubt. You can always check us out at myspace.com/theproblematics, and that's problematics. Like, we all got problems, and we all know addicts. That's one word, though. So. So
that's fresh.
You can find us there, and you can find us on mysticamusic.com. That's Mystica, M-Y-S-T-I-K-A, music, how we all spell it, .com.
Bet it, man. Yeah. We're going to send our people there, and the album dropping next week, right?
Yep, we got Dark Side of Oz coming out next week, and you can always find The First Step on Amazon, on CD Baby, on iTunes.
And oh, you already got a CD Baby account. Well, then.
Oh yeah, 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 we're in there, man. We, you know, we got to be all over the place to be able to sell this shit.
Nah, no doubt.
Want another one?
See, because that's the thing. We give away a free membership, man. But y'all already ahead of the game.
All right, man.
Nah, no doubt. Yo, big ups to y'all for having us, you know, and for showing the love and helping people hear our music, man. Keep an ear out for us, you know. We're gonna be around. We ain't going nowhere.
Don't ever forget to send us your music, man. We'll always keep you guys spinning.
I'll send you the new joint when we get the new copies in on Wednesday. I'll definitely send y'all one.
Better, man. Appreciate it. Be easy.
All right. No doubt. Peace.
All right, bro.
Yeah, we'll be spinning their song if we're playing at Asia at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, man, they be making some good tracks, man. I think we spun them, two or three. Okay, two or three. I remember the Master Ace.
That Hurting was
one.
My favorite shit, man. That Master Ace one was...
No doubt, man. No fucking doubt. But y'all want to get into a track, man? Y'all want to get some more hip-hop going?
Oh, man. Yeah, people probably want some music, man.
You think so?
You think so?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that,
what do you think,
man?
Fro? They need music or they need to hear our voices?
LL Cool P, baby.
Yeah, there he goes.
You know they want to hear my voice?
Ah, see, man, I can't even tell
he's on a fucked up mic right now, man. Look at it.
Hey, so that voice
carries
through.
There is no such thing, bitches.
Yeah, look at it. That's her. Oh,
this
don't
is
inhale.
Some West Coast for y'all, man. Had a drink on me, man. Fa Solo. Goodhype.com number, episode number 67.
Do you want to party? Do you want to party with me? I float around the party, acting rowdy for a couple of times. I'm hood rich, guess what? Still on the grind to all my players, hustlers. Keeping on the block, you can drink with me. I smoke some purple and blow to all the ballers. Hopping them block blows, holla. If you all about the cheese, all I see is green dollars in my palms. Dollar bills, y'all. I'm in the hills, living lavish, call it players ball. Put your cups up, what you sipping on? Hennessy, Don P, go Patron. I'm in the zone, in the hood like it's drug free. Simon says, move to the left, follow me. Have a my top on me. Step to the right, get lifted, G. I'm twisted, feeling good, you can't see me. Faded off a mixture, hip and Hennessy. Do you wanna twist or do you wanna blaze? Have a drink on me, it's like smoking purple haze. Inhale, exhale, oxygen breathe. Have a drink on me as I put you in a daze. Do you wanna twist or do you wanna blaze? Have a drink on me, it's like smoking purple haze. Inhale, exhale, oxygen breathe. Have a drink on me as I put you in a daze. I socialize with real gorillas to pop collars. Killer individuals to turn impalas. On my peeps, callers to keep it G to a T. CBT, have a drink on me. Swimming in the ocean like a shark, can find the beat with a classic and Mark in the Dark. A classic like the Narcs, keep a Glock on my hip. Fantastic for anybody that wanna trip. Watch them panic freeze up and get stiff like the Smith. But I'ma take mine slow. Kvasi gate with a little H2O. Now it's cracking true. I lie, got the video shoot. Got it locked like cars, got the boots flying kites. The homies on lockdown. Take your touchdown, hush now. I'ma win the crown. Think your shit ain't brown to take a sip for the new sound. Do you wanna twist? Do you wanna blaze? Have a drink on me. It's like smoking purple haze. Inhale, exhale, oxygen breathe. Have a drink on me as I put you in a daze. Do you wanna twist or do you wanna blaze? Have a drink on me. It's like smoking purple haze. Inhale, exhale, oxygen breathe. Have a drink on me as I put you in a daze. I'm burnt out, but keep on drinking. So have a drink on me and toast this one to the game. Living like I'm extra large, mean I'm straight. Holding like Kane, pouring down like rain. We keep it locked like chains. Follow me again, take it next to game. You're getting hit by the quake and a twist from the X-Men. Did I say X-Men? Meant to say Marksman. Got the hurricane punch spike with G. Hitting three grills front to
back, we got skills. See how I do it, man, I'm bringing your chills. Have a coke and a smile on me. You got hit by the freight train. Big boys here to entertain. Do you wanna twist or do you wanna blaze? Have a drink on me, it's like smoking purple haze. Inhale, exhale, oxygen, breathe. Have a drink on me as I put you in a daze. Do you wanna twist or do you wanna blaze? Have a drink on me, it's like smoking purple haze. Inhale, exhale, oxygen, breathe. Have a drink on me as I put you in a daze.
Inhale, exhale, do you wanna party, do you wanna party with me? Inhale, exhale, do you wanna party, do you wanna party with me? Inhale, exhale, do you wanna party, do you wanna party with me?
That's that Cali bounce right there.
Hell yeah.
That shit, man. Yo, that take me back, man. That's for real. That sound like some fucking good old school West right there.
Why didn't it carry that hook through the whole song, man? That hook's my shit. Actually, it's not even a hook. It was beginning and the end.
That shit was fire, man. Out of River City, California. West is Riding, or West Riding is the name of the album, man. So check them dudes out, or check that dude out. Bosolo is his name. Shit's fire.
They got
a
website?
For sure.
Yeah, website is myspace.com/Bosolo Music, and that's MUZIC.
No, spell the whole thing.
Yeah, shit, I just did, motherfucker. That's all you getting out of me, man. Yo, did you see the sports shit, man?
What shit?
Your man has retired.
Yeah, what is up with that, man?
I don't buy it, dude.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
I mean, Oscar retired too, probably.
Yeah.
Pretty
Boy Floyd. Shit. Just throw it out there.
Sugar Ray retired.
Yeah, so did Jay-Z.
Just to make a bigger check.
Yeah, just so y'all know, we're talking about Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather announced his retirement. I think
greatest
it was yesterday.
Of all time.
No, he ain't. There ain't no fucking way.
Pound for pound.
Shit.
Pound for pound.
Pound for pound my ass. That motherfucker, he's top 10.
Dirty Mitten stand up.
Top 5, maybe. I can't give him
pound
greatest.
Pound.
But yeah, he's the current pound for pound king.
Pound.
I'll give you that. But this motherfucker, I'm telling you right now, man, that shit is nothing but marketing. Mm. And he doing that shit to milk more money out of Delahoya. Put money, that nigga's in the, he'll be in the ring by November of next year.
Or he'll have an album out by December.
Wow. We've heard it. We've heard his rapping.
Yeah,
fuck,
I forgot. Didn't you post that shit on the
hell
blog?
Yeah,
a while
the video
back?
Was garbage. His rapping's garbage.
That shit was terrible.
That
man.
Shit was like Deion Sanders, but less.
Must be the money.
That shit was terrible.
That shit, man. Deion was a fucking asshole for that. Yo,
I almost had forgotten about that. Wow.
But yeah, man, I just can't believe it, man. There's no way the dude is at the fucking physical peak. You know, I think he's 30.
Right.
You know. He's fucking rich. He's undefeated. Ain't no way.
He got $1 million duffel bags in the closet.
Pretty
no
much. Yeah.
Betting stacks on NBA games. Fuck that guy.
There's no way, man. I'd say right now, it's just leverage for De La Hoya. And so don't be worried about it. I guarantee by next year, maybe he might take a year and a half off tops, but he'll be back in the ring.
What's the fucking point even announcing? I don't know, man.
It's just, you know, it's a way to build interest, man. Like you said,
Jay-Z didn't build my fucking interest.
It's to build that next check.
In boxing, though, it's different. Like, right. Sugar Ray Leonard did that shit. He took off.
It's the only way to allow the game to move to somebody else so that when you come back out of retirement, whatever, you working out every day.
Oh, so they can't just say, so where's Floyd? Right.
Yeah,
everybody knows where Floyd is.
Because a lot of people don't like Floyd. And it's a lot of people don't realize what you're missing on until it's gone. So what's going to happen is you're going to have all these potential mega fights. And they're going to be like, damn, if we could just see Cotto versus Mayweather. Right. Or, damn it, only if De La Hoya could get that rematch.
Right.
And the niggas sitting on the sideline. That's going to build up that interest.
Jay-Z.
And then, exactly. After a year, they're going to be like, damn it, we need him to come back. And he's going to be like, I need them stacks if y'all want me in the ring again. And it's going to happen.
It's a marketing tool.
Fuck marketing.
That's how come Game has said that he's retiring since right after his album dropped.
Yeah.
They need to make.
I can't believe that, man. Third album, and he said he's out of there.
They need. Who?
He's Game. Just. It's a marketing tool.
So they need need hood hype for boxing.
Excellent. Some underground shit.
You got your thing over there, too, right there. Just so you know. Pro.
Oh, yeah.
You got your buttons there, buddy.
Good luck.
Oh, heck yeah. Right here,
I'm on
man.
The boards.
So, look, to see if it works.
I'm making
is it working?
I'm making click caramel something. Apples on this.
What's up with the vanilla fans?
I know what the fuck is going on.
Speaking of sports and marketing, though, man, did y'all catch the CBS debut of mixed martial arts, man?
That Kimba. Shit, I was shocked. There was blood.
Hey, more than blood. You see how dude's ear bust wide?
Yeah, I thought they'd blur it out.
That turnip that was hanging from his head.
Yo, that shit
exploded.
That shit was
garbage, insane.
Man, that shit was nasty.
That's not the right button.
Wow. But yeah, though, man, as a whole, though, I was kind of disappointed with the thing. I thought the girls, honestly, had the most competitive fight out of...
And that's the part I missed.
That's the part I fell asleep during.
Them girls were scrapping, man. Gina Carano, she on... American Gladiators, too. She's sexy.
What's up with the vanilla
face?
Yeah,
she's tasty.
Yeah, she's sexy, and she'll beat your ass.
Vanilla sexy.
I'll let her do it, too. I'll be like, do it. Do it.
Yeah, man. But that shit, Kimbo's fight was, for heavyweights, you know, they was doing their thing, man, but they were so exhausted.
You know, the motherfuckers.
Tired.
Motherfuckers was selling their NBC stock. As the, you know, Kimbo's over there fucking doing the prison, the bunky sprawl, getting blasted in the head. The motherfuckers was on E-Trade.
Because
they've been hyping a long time.
They did, too.
And that motherfucker almost lost. He should have lost. He lost
now,
that
you have to think. You said you thought he should have got on.
Straight
the
up,
ref should have called it when he got hit with like 30 elbows straight.
Yes. I watched a lot of fighting. A lot of MMA.
You mean Kimbo should have been done?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this dude was getting demolished. And
I want clear. He wasn't hurt, but he was in this bad position, dude. He ate like, what was it, 30, 40? Yo, I mean, it was stupid. Like,
how you think he's going to come back in this fight?
Over 30.
Yeah. So you think this is his first professional, right?
No, this is that was his third fight for Elite.
Yeah. Oh, so people already been watching his ass.
His next fight is going to be a real cupcake. For real.
Well, that's the first time his ass got taken to the ground, man. So for him, I think that's still a little bit of a small victory because he ain't never been on the canvas.
True, he did more on his back. Pause. than what I expected him to do.
Actually, man, his ground game was terrible though. He got a lot of work to do, whole bunch of work, man.
Ground game,
and he need to run around the block or something.
I know a few girls whose ground game
was smoking them Newports. Yeah, whatever the fuck he be smoking, man.
Shit, them Parliaments,
them filters or something, man. That shit, he was fucked up. He was out of wind. for real, man.
Yo, hey, man, we haven't brought up. All right, we haven't brought up. We're gonna be doing the fucking the water challenge, man.
Oh yeah, now this gets back to some racial shit because you know
AOL Radio doesn't know about. I mean, we're in racial shit quite a bit. Yeah, this is only the second time we've been on. You know, live.
That's true. So I'm not sure how many of the listeners like listen to us when we streamed on Thursday and Friday morning.
Yeah, so you want to recall what exactly happened?
Yeah, well, some of this cuts to we had stuff white people like. I think it's a big blog that probably most of the listeners have at least heard of. If you haven't gone there and read, we had them on and we started talking about, you know, lots of things that white people like. We gave them a few suggestions, and one that was on their site was, what was it, expensive water? I think it's
fuck
called.
Yeah,
it was that
it.
One of them.
They love expensive water.
I love it.
And expensive and sandwiches with names you can't say. You cannot spell nor spell. Say nor spell.
Yeah, so this we was talking about, you know, expensive water, and this motherfucker over here says, I can tell the difference between
what's up with the vanilla
Dasani. Dasani is terrible. I like Fiji. And I said, what the fuck is Fiji?
Pause.
Have you ever heard of it? I hadn't heard of it, dude, until last week.
Come on now. See, AOL Radio, Fro has many white friends. Major don't know this, but Fro has many.
What up, Smooth Beach?
So you up on Fiji?
I have a milli white friends, and I'm up on Fiji.
Yeah, I didn't know about Fiji.
Pretty bottles.
It is, too, ain't it? It's all cute. I'll be buying that shit now, man. That shit.
You do, too, you motherfucker. Fuck you, man. You're buying that shit, too.
He can't tell the difference.
Yeah, now
I can tell the difference.
Yeah. So what we have tonight?
So we were up at Rite Aid.
What's up?
And I said, water? Yeah. Because they had Dasani.
Now that Rite Aid's in the.
Well, you on the black side of town?
Yeah. This
no, fuck that. It's no, every Rite Aid. It's every fucking Rite Aid.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
Oh, come on.
What's up with the vanilla
fans? It was Aquafina.
This Rite Aid is in the hood.
All right, that's true.
But you said yeah.
But it was Aquafina and Dasani. That was it.
That was it.
Nothing.
We don't do frills. You know, we don't.
No
have
Evian.
Frills.
No Fiji, motherfucker. No smart water.
What the fuck is smart water? Yeah. Exactly. So you was disappointed.
I was very disappointed, and then I fucking had to eat
because he had to settle.
Man, it's like the difference between Patron and fucking
Cuervo.
I can tell you the difference between Aquafina and fucking Evian.
It's that deep.
It's that deep. And we've got the water here today, and I will be doing the taste test.
Yeah, so that's the challenge, man.
After the Bishop Lamont interview.
I challenge you to a taste test on water.
I will. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So we got three entries. And is it three or four? How many we got?
We got four.
Four waters.
It's Evian, I think. We got...
You had to drive way far for that.
I can't remember. I have to bring it down. It's up
yeah, here. So we got a variety of waters, and Mac is claiming that he will be able to tell the difference between Dasani, Evian, and whatever brands water. We got.
I bet you I get more than him is all I'm
getting. All I can tell you is I know the difference between
the lower level. For the sake of your blackness, I hope you don't. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Welcome to my club,
shout
bro.
Shout out Huskies.
See you at the board meeting next week.
Fro trying to get accepted over this motherfucker.
I'm going to be like, oh, that tastes like DeWitt.
Hold on. It's oaky.
Hold on. Canada. I've been to Canada before. That's the water. I taste that.
Volcanic ash.
Oh, you shit.
Ash, y'all. This, stupid.
This water tastes like Central Booking. That's Lansing. Oh, Lansing shit. Water, definitely.
This tastes like Flint Department of Public Works.
No, seriously.
Pause.
yeah.
But yeah, man, coming back to hip hop though, man, we touched on this at the top of the show too, man. The free mixtape movement, street albums gaining more momentum. I swear, dude, right now there's more free music online than I've ever seen in my fucking life.
I can,
hell yes.
Straight up. I can fucking get to work. Get to the day job.
Mm-hmm.
I can fucking start downloading music and not stop downloading music.
Until
it's time
day.
To go home.
Hell yeah.
and not be worried about it being illegal.
Be in the parking lot waiting for my fucking file to download.
Hell yeah. I gotta burn it.
Yo, hurry up and download.
Yeah. That's the lovely part about it though, man. You ain't gotta feel bad. You ain't gotta feel guilty.
Yep.
It's all free. It's out there. And for what one of the hottest ones that came out lately is that Wale, the cat out of DC, man. Shit is called the Mixtape About Nothing. And really, that don't do it justice because the shit, it's got a theme.
It's something.
Yeah, it's a theme. It's something. The production is fucking stupid. Wale be spitting. It's hot, man. It's
the whole
hot.
Album was, man, the theme, I mean, that was an album. That was not a mixtape. That shit was too fucking fresh.
I give dude props for taking Seinfeld.
Hell yeah.
The show about nothing and tying that into hip hop somehow, and he pulled it off, man. The shit works.
Yeah, make sure you stay tuned for the second half of the show. People listen to the podcast, you're gonna miss it. We're gonna be spinning some of that Wale, but you can go download it anyway. We posted it up on the blog.
Yeah, it's
download
up on the blog. Shit. Yep, you can catch it. The shit is
and
worth
it's
it.
Not whale, motherfuckers.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
I learned I had only heard it or read it. I had never actually heard anybody say it out loud. Yeah. Motherfuckers send me music and shit, and it looked like whale. I'm like, yo, what's up with that whale?
You should what about that email you sent?
Yeah, Who was it?
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. See, he could have did a mixtape about whales
and put her on the
Queen
cover.
On the front.
That shit was fucked
up.
Oh,
shit, man.
But Bishop Lamont, actually, Bishop Lamont is a fucking... That dude, right now, to me, he's the king of the street album.
Street album's got another one dropping, man. Yeah. This will be, the fourth, I think, in the last year and a half or
hell
so?
Hell yeah.
He puts them out like real projects and them shits come off.
It's not a fucking mixtape.
Nice. Nah, not at all, man. It's called The Confessional. It's going to be hosted by Who Kid.
We're going to talk to him after.
For real. It'll be out on June 10th. We got him lined up. Hopefully, we'll get him right after this next track, man.
Wow.
So we're gonna check that shit out, man. This next joint is Mr. Wrath.
Wow.
Hold on, pause for a second. Hold on.
Okay, good.
This song is fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Because the thing is when we first saw this, the review staff was split, then me and you were like, you were like, man, you gotta listen to the words. Because at first I was
weird,
like, man,
this
I
is
do
a
not
different
know.
Track.
The beat is fucked up at first. I'm serious. When you listen to it, honestly, the beat is fucked.
The motherfucker can spit. The dude's lyrics.
But it makes the beat hot.
It does, man. It does. And then dig the reference, man. Basically, it's called Jungle Book for y'all. It's comparing the fucking... The hood to the fucking jungle, man.
This
I love
shit is
how
hot,
we pulled
dude.
It off, man. Right. This shit is sweet. Well, episode number 67, baby.
Yeah, let's take these shots.
We find it in the hood. Follow the trail in the tail of the jungle vine. Credit the eye in the
shade. Always watching out, be careful where you walking and in the tones you talking, cause something's always waiting for you to fall off the path. Keep an eye out for the snakes in the grass. And did I mention black scorpions do more than pinch it? They poison in your poison, the venom is a greed and envy. So I move through the woods like a black Paul Henry, parking up the tracks in the wilderness. I got a sledgehammer axe, whatever. Keep building this, the beehive colony, birds in the nest. I an eagle for the flag with the diamonds on the crest. Like a hawk in Chicago, it'll boggle your mind. So cold in the desert when the sand moves time. Sidewinders, rattlers, see how they scraping, they chasing and piercing with fangs for their paper. They bang you from the back, the hyenas start laughing, and the jackals gather round for the leftover scraps. Shit, it's like a carnival full of carnivores. Matter of fact, why you think we work as smart for? It's like a jungle sometimes, running numbers, running numbers, running numbers, running numbers. It's like a jungle sometimes, I'm in the summer, in the summer, in the summer, in the summer. It's like a jungle sometimes, I hear the thunder, I hear the thunder, I hear the thunder, I hear the thunder, I hear the thunder. It's like a jungle sometimes, you gotta wonder, gotta wonder, gotta wonder, gotta wonder, gotta wonder. Peacock pigeons on the blocks with Reeboks and they up ones, and I may catch one. I see foxes on the watch, make a nice wrap around. Porcupine attitude, sharp when I'm riding out. Range Rover solid hunting game like a predator. America's most, overseas I'm even better. When I float like a dragonfly, sting like a centipede. Foot soldier army, stomping like coca leaf. Mommies want gator boots, niggas want lizard skin. Polar bear iced up, cars like rhinoceros. Watch for imposters, these wannabes are obvious. We proceed, stampede, there ain't no stopping us. Hip hop tar, baby deep in the briar patch. Creep through the thorns, full force when I fire back. Bamming niggas lunching and irrelevant, young. These pachyderms are packing, rocking elephant guns. So none forget, subgroove for life. It won't change like a tiger stripe. Say what? You never ever forget. Subgroove for life. It won't change like a tiger stripe. Yeah, huh?
What's that?
We down in the motherfucking jungle deep.
Yo, that's that shit right there, man. Telling you,
for sure,
man.
For sure.
Mr. Raph, the shit is called Jungle Book, man.
I'm fit.
Yeah, he. That's what I'm saying, man. That my man's flow. That shit is elevated the whole fucking track, and the beat wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, a little bit repetitive. Different. Yeah, it's different. But that shit, he picked it up, man. And fuck, I'm looking at his information. It says from the West Bank. I don't know where the hell. Where that's from, man.
West Bank.
Yeah, don't that sound like some fucking shit from the Middle East over there?
Maybe like he from like West Bank next door to Tim Duncan's family or something.
Somewhere, man. For real, check him out at myspace.com/subcrew.
Shouts to West Bank.
Heck yeah, wherever that is, man. The album is called Intermission. That shit is fucking fire.
Yo,
what's good, man?
You got me.
Yo,
uh-oh.
I think I'm getting fucked with.
Funny shit.
Like Michael Jackson style with fucking what's his name?
What you mean?
What was that dude who prank called Michael Jackson?
He said homie.
What was his fucking name?
I don't know.
The kid.
Yeah, the Mexican dude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, you talking about Ralphage?
Yeah, Ralphage. You remember when he called Michael Jackson? Okay. Michael Jackson was like, I don't know who this is.
I never actually heard the call.
I was talking to Bishop. That was fucking Bishop. He's like, I called the number. He's like, hello. I was like, hey.
Oh, you doing a white voice?
Yeah. And I was like, I need to talk to Bishop Lamont. I said, this is J-Mac from hoodhype.com. He's like, Bishop's not here right now. I was like, what? He's like, you'll have to give him a call back. Can I get a number? I was like, yeah, here you go, man. And I fucking gave him the number.
Wow.
Bishop is fucking nuts.
He gave you.
He's fucking with white boy.
What's up with the vanilla face?
He gave you the
one of you guys call this motherfucker up, man. He's fucking with me.
I would have slipped right into my work voice, too.
Thanks. Yo, we've had him on fucking three times, man. Why is he fucking with me?
Just because you're easy to be fucked with.
Because he can.
Take this shot.
He's fucking with me.
Shit. What is that right there?
This is some of that good. This is the nasty. Don't you worry about that.
The nasty.
Uh-oh. It's not tequila, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, I'm sniff testing.
Oh, but
what the
fuck? Oh, pause.
This is that.
Pause hard. Pause again.
Hey, I got a double pause on that. But yeah, man. No, I had to sniff it out. Cheers, my man's birthday, bro.
Oh, my bad.
That's another. Oh, you got to do another shot, bitch.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Pause yourself.
Man, I got fucked up. Man.
Well, it happens, you know.
Ooh, wee. That's some good.
Yo,
good
man,
shit.
We're getting fucked up by Bishop Lamont.
It's all good, man. You know, man. He'll probably call, man. You know
this
how Bishop
motherfucker.
Is.
I'm going to text him, like, now.
Dude is a nut, man.
Well, this is Bishop. This is not Bishop. He's going to have to call you in a little bit.
He was on the toilet.
What the fuck, dude? I'm going to text him, though. I'm going to text him, and we'll get him to call.
Yeah, man. We can talk some more sports real quick, too, man. Yeah. The NBA Finals Game 2 is on tonight, right? And the Lakers and Lakers is down, man. They better fucking step their shit up, man. And I'm still disappointed about the fucking Pistons. A fucking moment in silence for those sons of bitches, man. I can't believe them cats, dude.
They got a moment of silence. It was during the game when they quit.
Yeah, man.
I was.
Boo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like,
hey.
We're in the studio.
That's a new hey.
That's a new one.
What number is that?
I ain't got no number for it yet, man. I just do that shit in the day, man.
Hey. I like that. Is it the one where they go?
No, I saw that one too. I'm gonna go back and get that one. But no, that's for the fucking Pistons, man. Them motherfuckers quit. They rolled over like some fucking dogs, man.
Yeah,
I was
surprised. They was getting beat up.
Yeah.
And then they just said, fuck it.
We're done. Yeah. Motherfuckers up by 10 in the fourth quarter, man. Had a chance to force game 7 and they bitched up. But it's all right, man. I think Joe D about to, he gonna tear that team apart.
What you tell you?
I think she gone and at least one other starter for sure. And then I wouldn't be surprised if they
off
traded.
The team?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She got to go, man. That motherfucker fucking went 2-for-11. Biggest game of the damn season. He ain't show up.
He was.
Tayshaun Prince was MIA.
Yeah. He's,
man.
I don't know what Rasheed's problem is, but he needs some counseling.
That nigga's mental, man.
Yeah. He needs some medicine, matter of fact. Ain't enough counseling in the world if you ain't on your meds.
Hell yeah, that's fucking real talk right there, man. Shit. So as far as the finals though, man, who you got, man? I'm actually, you know what? I'm going for the Lakers.
Fuck,
I don't even
Lakers,
know how.
Man. Fuck Bull.
Fuck
again.
That. It's a conspiracy, man. Boston, dude.
Fuck Boston.
Boston's got it because it's bullshit. Fucking what's his name?
Garnett.
Yeah, Pierce? That motherfucker's already got the front of NBA 2K9.
Oh,
it's a fucking conspiracy. They knew.
They put him on there already.
Yeah, it's paid, dude.
Before the season's even.
Celtics are gonna win, man. They're gonna win.
Different. I don't know, man. I'm going for the Lakers, though.
I'm
I don't
just
know why.
Going for Kobe to lose.
No doubt.
I want Kobe to get that championship.
I wanted
him
to win his case
without Shaq.
I wanted him to win his case, and I never wanted him to win again after that.
No. You know, why all the hatred? That's the one thing I always wonder. Why so much hate for Kobe?
I just don't like him, man.
But your answer is just like everybody else's. Like,
well, he jumped
can't.
Over a fucking pool of snakes, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You talking about the fucking that little the video clip and shit.
And a car.
He jumped over Cameron's pool.
Yeah, man. That? Everybody hate Kobe.
Yo, he's hateable. He presents himself in a hateable way.
He's done some fuck shit, like basically dry snitched on Shaq when he got caught with the chicks. That was bad.
That's
that was
enough
real
for
bad.
Me. And then he went and got a tattoo. You gonna dry snitch, and then you get a tattoo, and it's all good.
Yeah, that was some bullshit, man.
Build,
yeah, he's done some
build
fuck some bullshit,
character
man.
Points. Nah.
Yeah.
He gets none. He gets the dick.
Whatever it is, I'm rooting for that motherfucker, man. Because I don't know what it is. I got a problem, man. Every team put the Pistons out, they just like, they written off of me. So Boston put them motherfuckers out. I can't fuck with them no more, man. Hope they fucking lose. So we'll see what
and
the
I
fuck
hate, and I hate Paul Pierce, man. I mean, I don't rock with Paul Pierce.
Pierce is the fucking truth, though.
Or the Celtics. All right. With him, it's just a pure, like, it's no basis for my hatred of him because I know he is the truth.
He's sweet, man, but Pierce's game be looking sloppy. That's what I don't. I mean, when you watch him play, you wouldn't really think he is fresh as he is because,
he's a crybaby.
Yeah, he's a crybaby.
And he's
a wild sometimes. He flops all over the court.
Next year, when they got them flop rules in, we're going to see. With the fines and shit, we're going to see him losing a lot of this chip that he's making.
You think so?
Because he's the fucking floppinest bitch in the world.
Him, fuck, it's it, man. What's my man from Cleveland? Sideshow Bob with the dreads. That motherfucker flops. Yeah, man, that dude will be falling all over the place.
I think that he's just the wind catch him. His hair get caught in the wind, and that nigga just falls down.
For real. Seriously, dude, I hate that motherfucker, dog. It fucking sucks, man. Fucking shifting up gears, though, man, to fucking politics. Barack Obama, man, got the nomination. Go ahead.
Before we go there, Jay Mercer is 45 years old. He's about the MMA fight. Yo, somebody donate some money.
Ray Mercer?
Ray Mercer.
For real?
Yes, sir.
He already got his ass beat by Kimbo. Why is he about to get into the ring again? That don't make no damn sense.
45 years old.
Old as shit.
Yo, somebody claim him as a dependent and cut him a check. Shit.
That's it, man. Merciless Ray Mercer,
him,
man.
Him and Evander.
Old.
Evander, too. Cut him a check. Somebody. Not me.
That's it. Sit they ass down.
Somebody.
Yeah. Oh, why? Don't you want to see that ass beating go down?
Negative. I don't want to see his bloody ear.
Yeah, I don't like seeing people slobber, man. I mean, they end up off. You know what I'm saying? They should.
Exactly. And then, same. Your girl or your mother or something, you know, oh, boxing is so violent. Look at this guy. That's what, you know, you want your little shorties to be, you know, to box or something. But like, no, they're going to end up with the handshake.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Real talk.
That's a nasty swipe, dude.
Oh, shit. No, that's but it's nasty, real, but it's truthful, though.
That's what they be thinking, is that, you know, no. Ray Mercer, yo, 401k, baby. 401k, invest.
Yeah, man, be smart about that shit. Yeah. You done earn millions fighting, dude. You ain't no need to put that shit on the line like that, man. Yeah,
sell your stock in NBC and move on up. E-Trade, bitches. Today's show is sponsored by E-Trade.
Bullshit.
Stack paper, fuckers.
But yeah, man, so back to the election, though, man. How y'all feel, man? You think Barack got a chance to take it?
Yeah, white people need to start running for the fucking hills like now.
Ah, you said
they're taking over.
You said that
they're
shit
taking
too.
Over.
Yeah, that shit though, man. I think he needs that bitch though to run with him, man. I hate to say it, but I think he need her. I don't know if he's gonna be able to pull it off without, you know, having Hillary on his side.
Dirty Chuck Tooth.
Who's dirty? What you talking
fucking
about?
Hillary, man. Fuck that bitch.
What'd you
dude.
Call her?
Dirty Chuck Tooth, dude.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. Beaver Tooth,
wow.
Man. I hate that bitch, man.
Dirty Chuck Tooth.
I don't know, man. Fuck
that's,
her.
That's like the closest thing to a racial slur I've ever heard you say.
Please, man. Toward my
Chuck
people?
Tooth. A dirty Chuck Tooth.
Man, that's different.
I don't know.
Yeah, man. That's
I don't
some,
know how I feel about
some
that.
New slang I will not be using. Mac is silly, dude.
Hey, I'm trying to fucking
dirty
do
Chuck
shit
tooth.
Over here.
Man, don't worry about that shit, man. We'll get to that shit during the break, dude. Seriously. Seriously, but so, nah, man. So he won a nomination. I think it was official today that, you know, Clinton actually went ahead and endorsed him. So
sure.
We'll see what the fuck is next, man. Is she gonna jump on the team? I hope so for their sake. I don't like her, but I think he need her.
Fuck her, man.
He
her.
Fuck. What are you trying to say, that all black people need a white chick in their life?
Hell yeah. You can't do anything without the
white.
You can't
bitch.
Do it. You can't accomplish great things without a white bitch in the background. Fuck that.
That was terrible.
It's like Little Midget said, man. You got to have your white friends.
Little Midget.
It do sound that way too, though, don't it? I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. But I mean, no, though. Be honest, man. Yeah. You think he can pull it off without her?
I don't know who. I don't know who he would run with him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I think she's in there like swimwear. Regardless of if he likes it or not, like a wedgie.
I don't think he want to deal with Bill. That's the thing, man.
Oh yeah, this would be the Billary Obama.
Hell yeah,
Billary Obama reign 08.
That shit'll be ill though, man. Bill and Barack might end up at strip clubs together and shit.
That's
man,
true.
Them motherfuckers get to kicking.
That's
it.
True.
That shit'll be fucking crazy. Can you imagine?
Wow. See the way you're looking at my bitch. I don't like that shit.
I'd
just take it easy there, Barack.
Barack.
Why don't you pass me that sandwich? Pass me the
look at this.
Pass
bugger.
Me the sandwich and give
look,
me.
He's making the face. And
pass
everything.
Me the sandwich and give me back
he
the white
said
girl.
The sandwich.
I eat pork.
Shit. Oh man. Oh man.
They okay. said.
Yo, I gotta get into a joint to close that shit off. Yo, this track right here, this FU.
Oh yeah, Essential.
I love the message, man. Essential out of Oakland, California. Episode 67, baby.
Train with me.
I ain't never gave a damn about drinking with fam. Drink up something or burn till you stink up something. When I get to the point where I can't think up nothing, drink spirit till I'm incoherent but keep blushing. I get down with Bob and Crown as long as it's brown. Cause that clear will have me putting a gat to your ear. So believe me, you won't see me without yakking a beer. What is this queer doing here? Keep him back in the rear.
Hey yo, I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with. Cause the weed and drink mix make me elevate quick. Throwing back a couple brews, inhaling some dank fumes. Like singing gospel at the Apollo, you can't lose. I roll hard and burn big like brake shoes. You got something beefy to contribute? Great news. See, bomb is a common bond, it helps relate you. Me and Cinch about to skate through and alleviate you.
If you don't want to drink with me, fuck you.
I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
Fuck you.
I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
If you don't want to
smoke with me.
Hey, partner, you need a designated driver. I'm the type that might fight about what liquor site you need to drive to. But on the real, I still can hold the wheel. You can't outdrink me, cause frankly, I'm overkill. And Axe hot me, he got me, he know the deal. I step in the store with enough dough to feed his children. Then been through enough penny bottles to build a building. I drink without yielding, I get drunk, big punk.
Now, when it come to drink, I ain't got no preference. Cause in a couple seconds, I'm so gone, I'ma forget the session. But you can rest assured it ain't commenced without a blessing. I can't blow in your studio, I'm smoking out your restroom. As long as I'm in the land, tall can in my hand. And I won't stop guzzling until I'm struggling to stand. Come and kick it with your cousin, I'm the one with the grands. But if you can't, it's cool, I smoke the blunt in advance.
If you don't want to drink with me, fuck
you. I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
Fuck
you. Got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
If you don't want to smoke with me, fuck you.
Got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
Fuck you.
Well, if you like being sober, good riddance, good to know ya. Lil' Pump might wind up drunk, cause I done told ya. My mouth be like a wind up skunk, smelling like Oprah. Man, I can't really withstand the doja. To figure out me, you need some outreach exposure. Without some bop in my life, my night won't have closure. Don't really need purpose or anything to toast her. I got the bottle, all you got to do is follow.
Let me pour some beer in your bong. Hey yo, I never stood you wrong. Sit and have a drinking contest with E. I cheer you on. By the time you passing out, I beat him blue a half an ounce. Laughing about shit that ain't even funny. We get scummy. Oh yeah, I need some money. Own all this liquor unless you brought your own. Cause see round here, keg of beer's treasure. The newest, bad influence. Can you take the peer pressure? I was so dusted, I brought the new year in on the stretcher.
If you don't want to drink with me, fuck you.
I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
Fuck you.
You got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
If you don't want to smoke with me, then fuck you.
I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
Fuck you.
I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
If you don't want to drink with me, fuck you.
I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
Fuck you.
You got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
If you don't want to smoke with me, fuck you.
I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
Fuck you.
I got an eighth and a fifth to celebrate with.
Yes, sir.
I like it when the beat, when I talk over the beat.
Yeah, that shit is this. Woo, it's mellow. Smooth, man.
Fuck you.
That shit is. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. We was about to talk about you while you was gone,
exactly.
You fucker.
Fuck mixtape DJs and J-Mac.
Yeah, that chorus just so mellow, though. It's just like, if you don't. What do you say? If you don't want to drink with me,
then fuck you. If you don't want to smoke with me, then fuck you too.
Yeah, yeah. That's a hell of a message. Yes. I love it.
Shout out to Essential, man.
Hell yeah, man. Representing fucking East Oakland. I think that's the second or third track we done played from dude. Dude be putting out good fucking music.
For sure.
Check him out at www.rseason, which is season is spelled with a C. So check him out, man. The producer on that one was C Dash. Yo, shouts to dude.
Real quick, let me jump into something real quick.
What's up?
For the hip hop heads out there.
What's up?
I found something. Get rid of your fucking MySpace account. Go over to goldmike.com.
Oh, GoldMike.
It's like one of the fastest social network sites for hip hop right now. So,
no doubt.
I mean, check them out.
I've been on GoldMike. They got some good shit over there.
And us.
Oh, you mean like
goldmike.com.
Microphone.
Yeah. Yep.
How you spell it?
GoldMic.com.
Man,
it's like it's social networking, man, but it's all with a hip hop theme to it, man. Right. So it's.
I was actually going back and forth with the dude over there, and he said they got like 100,000 battlers, MCs, producers, DJs, shit like that. So I mean, it is a sweet fucking place to check out. Make sure you check it out. It's GoldMic.com, and shit, they were nominated for the best underground website right next to us, dude.
Hell yeah, they were. They were right up
there.
Probably
pissed
no
off
offense,
too.
I wish we would have won. Shit, they're doing their thing over there, though.
Who
they
won
ain't
that?
Mad at it.
I don't remember who won that.
Fuck that.
Okay. It wasn't us, goddammit.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. I could care less.
Shooter.
Yeah, so check out goldmike.com. Lose that fucking MySpace account. Go to goldmike.com and fucking mingle with the hip hop heads.
Actually, you know what,
yeah,
though?
Fuck Tom.
MySpace has become fucking, yeah, yo, it's, yes, so over flooded, dude.
Fuck Tom.
I'm serious. Like, MySpace ain't even really a great place to promote no more.
No, man, the spam.
Yo, between motherfuckers sending out bulletins every fucking 10 seconds, every time you turn around, someone hollering about something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the feedback I get there as far as music's concerned is fucking tenfold over MySpace, man.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
I don't know what tenfold means, but it's a lot more than
MySpace.
That's
one of the white phrases. Yeah, y'all just wow, slip it in every now and then.
What's up with these vanilla fans?
Tenfold. You mean
you
like Tim?
Fucker.
You mean like the shit you take a play home with?
Yes. What?
Oh, like tinfoil.
Oh,
tinfoil,
yeah.
Tinfoil? Not tinfoil? Not tinfoil, okay.
That wasn't it. No, tenfold?
Oh, ten.
What's fold?
Tenfold. But you gotta fold it to make a plate?
Tenfold, like twofold.
Oh.
What's twofold?
Like, you mean like toilet paper?
I don't know.
Like,
it just
like
means a lot.
I'm just being dumb
like
right now.
Two-ply?
I just want to hear you.
No, I don't know.
You talking about like two-ply?
Like you multiply?
Two-ply toilet paper?
I guess.
Shit.
Wow.
Charmin versus
Scott
tissue.
Does a bear take a shit in the woods and wipe his ass with a fluffy white rabbit?
I don't know. Does a monkey jump in front of a bus and what happened?
Uh-oh.
What?
Did you just say?
Whoa.
Oh, man, motherfucker, I didn't mean it like that.
Did you just say monkey?
Hold on.
Don't
say fucking watermelon or chicken in the room either, motherfucker, because I'm going to get fucking scrutinized for
you
that,
got
too.
Some watermelon?
Yeah, see, look, he's looking at me like a browbeat me.
You got watermelon, motherfucker?
Hold on.
Message.
Uh-oh, here we go. Don't say monkey.
When in a racial conversation,
yeah,
don't say monkey.
Stay away from monkey, gorilla.
You know I didn't mean it that
way. Any of the
unless you're talking to Lloyd Banks.
Yo, Chuck.
Tony Yayo,
Chuck, man,
or
50
Cent,
Chuck.
Try to just relax on the whole monkey
Chuck,
talk.
Call
okay?
in, help me.
Yes,
that's a it's a it, Lear, it, yeah. man. It's an yeah. inside joke. It
you
don't
fucking
work in
chimp.
Space.
Lesson learned.
Can't say that. your monkey jumped in front of the bus.
I didn't
you can't
mean,
say that.
I didn't mean it like that.
You gorilla motherfucker.
Oh, this
can't
motherfucker.
Say that.
Wow.
Just let you know.
You son of a bitch.
Man, yeah. Fuck you guys teaming up on me. I didn't mean it like that.
Vanilla face.
Okay, well yeah. Now, so now though, man, since you fucking educating us on tenfold,
I don't.
Why don't you continue your education with your gifted skills of water tasting?
Oh yeah, you
and leave the oregano.
Oh, hold on.
The conversation.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? We can't do that yet because you can't fucking look at it, you bastard. We gotta go.
Oh, let me. You know what?
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go.
You ain't gotta pour.
It's
gotta
fair
pour?
To let me get a pre-taste, right?
Fuck no. Fuck
that's
no.
fair.
Fuck no.
All right.
A pre-taste. What the fuck is that?
Pause.
Fuck all you guys here.
Wow.
Get a grip, bitches.
Yeah,
a pre-taste. What is that like? Head on the way back to the crib
got
or something?
It? Yeah, I got it.
All right. I forget what I fucking picked up from from the bodega. Cheer.
Jesus Christ. A pre-taste.
We got a right in bodega.
We ain't gonna do it right now. We gonna do it the next thing. Yeah. Drop the glass. It's ready.
Yeah.
All right.
It's ready. It's been while we on a racial kick. Go ahead and tell us about your. You found some shit. You found kind of.
What? KFC 360?
What the fuck is that anyway? That's a fucked up title.
Yo. Pass me my. Pass me my Kool-Aid. My Newports. and my jail card.
And
before we start this conversation, just
head your ass up to Wing Heaven.
I gotta go report to my PO.
You said Wing Heaven.
I just give me this Frank's Red Hot right here. And let me tighten up my white tee.
Hell yeah.
And
it's official.
Yeah.
Let's tighten up our blackness real quick.
Yeah, all right. Now I'm good.
Yeah. All right. So explain, what is KFC 360?
I'll read part of the fucking press release right now.
He got it written on the back of my warrant. Go.
You said this is ignorant shit, right?
KFC is celebrating Black Music Month. Cool.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's all no right. problem that's with that. Good. That's cool.
KFC invites aspiring musicians to submit their best beats to win national exposure and great prizes as part of its Pride 360 program.
That's sweet. I might send them a beat. Okay. What's the problem?
They're fucking releasing an album.
Okay, KFC.
Based off chicken.
Kentucky
Fried
Chicken.
Yes. Chicken
album.
KFC.
The Colonel. I knew the Colonel was going to put out an album.
A KFC mixtape.
I knew the KFC. The Colonel.
Shouts to the Colonel.
Man.
Tell me if that is
God
not some
damn.
Fuckery. KFC
that's
fucking mix it. All right, it's like the Kool-Aid thing.
Straight
okay,
fuckery.
That pissed me off right off the gate, and I'm a white guy.
Why,
man? Oh, come on,
these motherfuckers. Yo, Kool-Aid.
All the black guys like some chicken. We better fucking market to them.
We're
gonna put out some hip hop music.
It sounds Kool-Aid. It sounds like the plot to Undercover Brother.
It do too. General's fried chicken.
Pick up that
show finger licking.
Pick up that free mixtape.
Pick up that fried chicken.
Pick up that free mixtape, bitches. KFC,
that shit was
the Colonel.
No, they're selling that mixtape.
So what?
But they're celebrating Black History or Black Music Month. It's a celebration.
Okay. So what's the problem? Hold on. First of all, I'm gonna address Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid was doing a good thing. They're building fucking playgrounds nationwide. And fucking what? Reverend Run is the spokesperson,
they're,
right?
They're knocking down walls of houses.
Reverend
for but Kool-Aid.
They're
building,
they coming through the walls.
Yeah, Reverend Run was the spokesperson for Kool-Aid. He said there's something he always enjoyed as a kid, which is fucking true.
All right, that's
we
fine.
We love Kool-Aid.
Cut
damn
that
it.
Check.
I love Kool-Aid too.
Cut
so he's spokesperson.
So market to me. Why is it? Why is it got? I mean, come
oh,
on.
It's first a jealousy thing,
no,
huh?
I'm just saying. Why? Oh. Why does it gotta be a fucking? Oh, it's fucking. You know that shit is being marketed to Black people.
No, obviously if you're
black people, like KFC.
You're white, right?
No, no,
and
not
you,
at all.
And you heard about
you're
it, right?
Uber white.
So obviously it's being marketed. If you heard about it, it's being marketed to you.
That's because they.
The second I saw that commercial, I said, come the fuck on.
They, yo, their marketing is dead on. I'm going to tell you why, man. White kids that live in the burbs that fucking drink Sunny D, they're not hearing that.
That's true.
But cats like you that love hip hop, y'all, you know about it.
Now so I'm going to go buy me some 20 cent packs of fucking
exactly.
Kool-Aid.
Their marketing is on point.
Hold the line, hold the line, hold the line.
What's up, man?
Is this at all different or is this the same? Give me your opinion. Billy D. Williams.
Cole 45. What was the set? What was
it
the
works,
slogan?
It works every time.
Hell
no,
yeah,
is
dude.
This anything different than that?
No, it's not. It's the same shit. It is the
what
same
you think,
shit.
What you think, Major?
But here's
I didn't have a problem with Cole 45 commercials. That shit was. What was wrong
you
with
you? Remember
it?
Biggie? Biggie had that commercial? You saw that shit, didn't you? I sent it to you.
Yeah. The St. Ives shit.
I mean,
a lot of St. Ives commercials.
How come there's not a Natural Light commercial with Black people on it?
Because we don't drink that shit.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the thing is I don't know.
There's nothing racial or there's nothing ignorant
he's
about
saying,
it. Dude.
He's saying he's damn Gestapo over here. Fucking Korean, South North Korea motherfucker over here. I demand.
Equality.
You must market to everyone.
To get,
why would you hold on? Why would you market to motherfuckers that ain't gonna buy it? White people.
How are we supposed to get past this shit if people are using it for fucking marketing tactics?
Dude,
reparations,
you think
bitch. Reparations.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you think
if you wanna just get it over with, reparations. You can do whatever the fuck y'all want.
Give me mine. You think any white magazine or white TV station is gonna want a fucking Kool-Aid commercial? No. They don't want that. Because most of them don't drink it. Right. They're not. Why waste your time? If you Kool-Aid, why pitch to these people that don't want your product? And second of all, y'all can't make it right anyway. Y'all motherfucking shit be tasting like vitamin water and shit, man. It be all sugarless.
That's true. That's what my shit tastes like.
It's not crunchy or nothing.
No, man. Your fucking teeth should hurt.
That's true, too.
Your teeth is supposed to hurt after you drink that shit. It's supposed to be just sugary goodness.
It's supposed to. That's how you teach your kids to drink water.
That's it.
You'd be like, here, drink some of this Kool-Aid. I don't want it. My teeth are all. What do you call them? What do you call Hillary's tooth?
Chuck tooth.
I got Chuck teeth. Chuck Chief. Nah, fuck it. You go drink this and then you gonna wash it down with a whole bunch of water, you little motherfucker. You. I'm trying to tell you something, dog.
Wow.
For real, man. So nah, man. Kool-Aid is on point. KFC
is
on point.
It's like taking a Hood Hype CD.
KFC is not on point. And neither is Kool-Aid.
It's like taking a Hood Hype CD to fucking Little Caesars. Now what's the little Playland?
Caesarland.
Yep. And handing them out for free.
Yeah.
All right, but no, these aren't handed out for free anyway.
Now, hold on.
This is being sold.
Okay, now, hold on. One thing, I got a quick question for you. Did they ever say that you can't submit like rock music or...
Right.
Did they say that? Did it say hip-hop?
This is Black Music Month.
That don't matter.
Inspiring musicians to submit their beats.
You just hate white people.
White people, y'all don't make beats?
Man, fuck you. You know how it works. Don't do this shit. And here's the other part. Here's the other part. They're saying they're donating the proceeds.
It's all red right now.
To fucking, I'm sweating my ass off,
kinda,
dude. No doubt.
Kind of pinkish.
That this is what white people do when
peach.
They sweat. I can't. You guys would be pink right now if you were white people.
We just glisten.
Sweet. Exactly. We're
they're taking the proceeds of this mixtape and putting it to the Little Kids Rock Foundation. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
20 cents on the fucking dollar goes to the program. The rest goes to fucking administrative expenses.
Wow.
It's all fucking bullshit. I don't know, man. I'm done. The conspiracy shit is done.
So
I'll
really
bet you KFC owns the Little Kids Rock Foundation.
Oh, man. Oh,
I don't
man.
Know. I'm
Dude,
done.
I hope we get some callers calling in after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, the number. Oh, we haven't gave out the number. The line's open. 888-842-4973.
Yes. Hit us up, man.
888
Give us your
the hype
opinion on this shit. If Kool-Aid, KFC is fucking wrong. If you love Lil Wayne or if you didn't like it, let us know what the fuck you're feeling.
Fuck KFC.
Yeah, it don't matter. Hit us up. The phone lines will be open.
We I heard they grow headless chickens. I did.
I know y'all. I know y'all ain't got no rotary phones out there. Call in and tell J Mac to shut the fuck up. That's what it is.
Fuck you guys. It's call all. I challenge.
It's all shut the fuck up hour at hoodhype.com.
I'll turn the ringer on so you can hear that bitch ring.
Yeah, do that shit, man. Yeah, but we about to close out with Problematics, man. This is going to be the last song for the podcast. And we will be continuing, though. We don't get it twisted, man. We got fucking some new shit.
And more drink.
Smooth Beats Radio, we're here.
Have a drink on me.
No fucking doubt, man.
Phone line's open. Call us right now. 888-THE-HYPE. That's THA-HYPE.
Shoot, call in.
Problematics featuring Planet Asia. Checkmate. Episode 67.
Force. Planet Asia Medallion. Here goes check one to check two to check me. We step on the stage and blaze the set break. In this planet of problems, we came to set it straight. Separate the real from fake and renovate. Here goes check one to check two to check me. We step on the stage and blaze the set break. In this planet of problems, we came to test fate. Test it for greatness. Planet Asia blaze.
Still the combine veteran. All essence, the effervescence. Blessings from the sun, moon, pressing the fruit of my own thinking. Got you, Bill Powers, guessing. I'm that good to roll backwards with one texture. Rappers is plastic like Hollywood extras. My lyrics be the lecture to darken your spectrum. Father of the flow, and that's for real, you a stepson. Recessive rhyme books, I prime cooking the session. It's the rebel of the Atlas, sipping tequila out of cactus. The total package, you might have to find another bracket. Cause when it's time for me to shine, it's like a war practice. Winning by penning poetry with a passion blasted. Superhero rap spit with a Cali accent. Straight out the valley of the kings where they swing phantoms. Mystical music, problematics, GCM. Once again, true to yours, Asiatic.
Check one to check two to check me. We step on the stage and blaze to set break. In this planet of problems, we came to set it straight. Separate the real from fake and renovate.
It goes check one to check two
to check me.
We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to test fate. Test it for greatness. My man Tone Blaze. Kicking ridiculous rhymes. Woo. The time's ticking. My ticket to take it to the ticker with ties. Bidding to buy. Yeah. We've been obliged, but business aside, critics die. Signify death. RIP, we rip it live. So quit the fictional lies. Lies depicted by digitized criminal guys for hypnotized eyes. Sit the sidelines. You should consider sticking to guidelines. Mr. Mystical, ripple your mind's eye. My stigmatized tribe, synchronized minds. Sick of swine, screaming up a single file line. Simplify, shine. Yeah. Chicks are giving us wide eyes. Dignified fly. Hips and thighs grind. And pick up line tries, but I'm taking it home, even if only with the line drive. Dirt road, the city skyline, solidify why problematics. Planet Asia, true to the essence of the illest of all time.
It goes check one to check two
to check me.
We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to set it straight. Separate the real from fake and renovate.
It goes check one to check two
to check me.
We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to test fate. Test it for greatness.
Black Buddha blaze.
I be the mastermind of rap since the early stages of spitting. I got lyrics so old, they're not written. They called them pigskin, I forgot to mention. Tightest flows, you know I got them. In mathematics, you equal the denominator, the bottom. I leave you twitching like I your fractured spinal column. Wanna battle? To me, you don't even equal a problem. Flow is garbage, I crush skulls like William Wallace. And I splat a massive blow when my lyrics start to demolish. Let me ask you something. Think you got the balls to rap? Mess with me, I'll burn your style, your lyrics, shit, DJ, all of that. Flicked across the whole entire room just like a bottle cap. Style is like an echo, say something, I'm bound to holler back. Scholar black, spitting crazy underground hip hop. My ish rocks, feed your healthy cabbage, make your zits pop. Flow from here to Russia while you take like seven pit stops. Hip hop cops like Tupac and gridlock.
It goes check one to check two
to check me.
We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to set it straight. Separate the real from fake and renovate.
It goes check one
to check two
to check me. We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to test fate, test it for greatness, and that's how we blaze it.
One.
I looked at it like,
this motherfucker. Y'all sons of bitches over here. Yo.
What you mean?
Y'all sons.
Talking about my mom, man? Nah. Fuck you.
Yeah, stupid. All right, man. Let's run this shit down, man. Fucking Young Texas, B a G. That shit was fire, man. The Problematics, they was the winners from episode 65. We kicked it off with Young Texas. After that, we had AY with I Remember. Ride Out and Terry Cole hitting us up for the second time with Giving Love. Basolo, Have a Drink on Me, representing California. Mr. Raph with the ill track Jungle Book.
Hell yeah.
Spitting some fucking heat. essential during his goddamn thing Baloo, representing Baloo. Oakland with the track called FU, man.
That's the name of the bear, Baloo.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Big shout out to everybody holding it down, man. Good music in episode number 67, yeah, yeah, man. Love
vote,
the
vote
shit.
For them shits.
No fucking doubt, man.
Them need to be voted on.
For in real, the second half, we got some good shit coming we up. Do. Y'all listening to the podcast.
Yep, the podcast is about to be a wrap, man. We got fucking first caller going to be calling in here in a second. Yeah, yeah. Big shout out to AOR Radio.
He's on the line.
Got somebody on hold. Big shout out to Smooth Beats, man, representing. But we still going to be doing our thing for about another 20 minutes on Smooth Beats. Yeah. After that, if you want to keep listening, come on over to hoodhype.com.
Chat.
Yep, you can get into the live chat, continue listening to the show. We look forward to hearing y'all opinions. Call us up, 888-THE-HYPE.
Yeah.
Shit's going down,
yo,
man.
Yo, go to hoodhype.com and sign up for that email list, man. It's on the right-hand side. Yo,
no fucking doubt.
These live shows, because want to know what? We about to spend some shit to... It's not going to be on the podcast, right?
No,
hell no.
Yeah,
we got on the podcast. Good shit.
No fucking doubt, man.
Plus, you get to hear my voice.
Hot shit coming up, man. Good looking, man. Hoodhype.com, episode number 67. We'll be back at
one.
Bodega.
Hey, it's my birthday, bitches.